The Rise of the Dragon, An Illustrated History of the Targaryen Dynasty, Volume 1, by George R. R. Martin, Elio M. Garcia Jr., and Linda Antonsen. Read for you by Harry Lloyd. Preface. The history of Westeros stretches back thousands of years, but the period in which House Targaryen unified the various realms into the Seven Kingdoms, as we know them, covers less than 300. The history of the family goes back further than that, however, to its beginnings in the freehold of Valyria. The Targaryens were an ancient and noble lineage, dragon lords who bred and rode the great beasts that had extended the freehold's power across western Essos. Yet they were still a relatively minor family among the great Valyrian houses. When Aenar Targaryen sold his lands and properties and moved his entire family and their dragons to Valyria's westernmost outpost, the isle called Dragonstone in the Narrow Sea, his rivals thought him a coward. Little did they know that his daughter, Daenys the Dreamer, had foretold the doom of Valyria. 12 years later, the freehold was destroyed in a cataclysm when the volcanic 14 flames erupted, shattering the Valyrian peninsula and the empire along with it. In the chaos that followed, all the dragon lords of Valyria perished, along with their dragons, apart from the Targaryens, on their rocky isle of Dragonstone. What follows in this book is a guide to the first half of that period, beginning with Aegon's conquest, through the end of the regency of Aegon III, Dragonbane. The Conquest. The Seven Kingdoms. Beginning in the year 2 BC, before the conquest, Aegon Targaryen and his sisters launched their invasion of Westeros with the intention of unifying the entire continent under their rule. Opposing them were seven individual kingdoms, each with a unique history stretching back thousands of years. Before discussing the events of the conquest, it seems prudent to take a moment to examine each of these varying realms and their rulers as they existed at the time. The Stormlands. The Stormlands are centered around the Rainwood, the heavily forested southeastern region of Westeros, and are bordered to the north by the Blackwater River, to the south by the Dornish Marches, and to the west by the Reach. Legends claim that the first Storm King was Durin Godsgrief, who gained the enmity of the gods of wind and sea when he won the love of their daughter, Eleni. Durin raised a succession of castles for himself and his Eleni that the gods then repeatedly destroyed, until a young boy helped Durin raise a seventh castle. Due to its massive curtain walls and drum tower, this castle could withstand the gods' fury, and was ever after known as Storm's End. The boy would become Bran the Builder, and House Durrandon ruled for thousands of years from its seat at Storm's End. The Storm King Arlen III expanded the realm by conquering the Riverlands some 400 years before the conquest, stretching the domain of House Durrandon from the Narrow Sea to the Sunset Sea. Yet 3 centuries later, the Storm King Arryk lost the Riverlands to Harwyn Hoare, a king of the Iron Islands. Arryk's 2 subsequent attempts to regain the Riverlands failed, and a 3rd attempt, under Arryk's son, Arlen V, ended in Arlen's death. Arlen V's successor was his young son Argilac, later known as Argilac the Arrogant, who would be the last of the Storm Kings. As a boy, Argilac turned back an attempted Dornish invasion, and his reputation only grew from there. He joined an alliance with several of the Free Cities against Volantis, and killed King Garth the 7th Gardener at the Battle of Summerfield. His only heir at the time of the conquest was his daughter, Argella. The Kingdom of the Isles and the Rivers. Although the histories of Westeros seem certain that the Iron Islands were settled by the First Men, the priests of the Drowned God on the Iron Islands claim that the Ironborn are a people apart.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?